It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
By the way, if you're ready to feel old, this album came out 33 years ago.
I'm not ready, but...
33 years ago.
That doesn't make me feel old.
Not at all.
Feel old. I'm 27.
What was that?
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel old. I'm 27.
All right.
Still wet behind the ears.
He is literally half my age.
Yeah.
Half your age, too, before you start saying something smart. The Jets have shockingly fired head coach Robert Saleh on Tuesday, today, after a 2-3 start to the season. Saleh was 20-36 as the Jets coach, 5 games into his 4th season on the job. The Jets entered the 2024 season with Super Bowl aspirations as quarterback Aaron Rodgers returned from a season-ending injury in 2023.
There have also been a number of reports, whether they are confirmed or not, I do not know, that he and Rodgers did not exactly get along.
The talk on the internet today, and if it's on the internet, it's got to be true, is that Aaron Rodgers spearheaded this departure. Also going around on, and I think I saw this on the USA Today, he would not be eligible to coach until 2025, but that the Jets might get an interim coach for the rest of the season, you know, offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, whatever, and hold out for Bill Belichick next year.
Well, what would his 22-year-old girlfriend have to say about that?
She's 24. Come on.
She is 24. Show some respect.
I don't know. New York's a little fancier than Boston is.
What is the deal with Rashee Rice? Because I think it's good news.
He
underwent successful surgery today, but not for the big bad things we thought. Still bad, but not as bad. It's not like an MCL or what's the other
one? It's not the ACL.
Yeah.
It's the best bad news that we can get.
Got it.
Ian Rapoport and Adam Schefter both are reporting that it was an LCL tear, whichever one that is.
Not an ACL
not the PCL
or meniscus.
Or the LCL.
Good.
The PCL would be in the meniscus area. And it's an estimated recovery time of 4 months.
Oof.
That
so he's done for the season.
He's still done. Yes. It's just it's the November, least December. Worst bad news he could have gotten.
I mean, if knock on wood, the Chiefs were to go to the Super Bowl again, he would be ready right about the time that game ended.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's out for the season, but a lot of these guys, when they have an ACL tear, they don't come back the same. So the fact that his ACL was fully intact is good news.
All right. And Derek Carr was hurt last night.
He was an oblique injury. He hurt his core. He landed on his hip weird and immediately grabbed it, rolled over a little bit like he was in severe pain.
Did I see online that he's not coming back this week?
Multiple games he will be missing.
Huh.
An injury to your core is huge.
Ooh. And I don't want to say rare, but you don't hear about that as often as you hear.
Coughing, breathing, using the restroom comes with severe pain and re-aggravates it.
Didn't Hardman have a core injury?
McCole Hardman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
Didn't you break a rib once and come to work?
I've broken ribs twice.
I broke a tailbone. Nothing you can do for that.
What did you do to break your rib?
What did you do to break your rib?
I was playing indoor soccer. And okay. I got thrown into the wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gravity, man.
Got checked.
I'm telling you, I've been through the windshield of a car.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather do that again than break a rib.
Oh, come
it
on.
It is the most painful because there's nothing they can do.
Yeah.
There is nothing they can do. They can't put a cast on it. With every breath or
every
cough.
Movement.
With every breath you take.
It hurts.
Mm.
And Dana's right. The day after I broke my rib, I did come to work, and she was making me laugh, and I was in excruciating pain, but the show must go on.
I mean, Dana worked with a traumatic hand injury.
Thank you,
Sam. So I would
expect
nothing less from you.
I believe it was unremarkable.
Oh.
That's what the doctor said.
It was unremarkable. It was remarkable to me.
When's the anniversary of that traumatic hand injury?
It's in my notes. I would have to look it up.
How many years has it
been? We celebrate it every year. Gosh, 10?
Have you regained full function?
The next day.
Yeah, it's touch and go.
Next day.
It was not the next day. No, it was not.
That's when Landreth was the program director.
Because
you were
time.
Out the back door.
Screaming.
That's right.
And he thought I'd been shot.
We all thought you had been shot.
It hurt. Have you ever had an injury so bizarre that you don't, there's a moment that you're in shock because your body does that to protect you?
Yeah, the car accident.
I saw, looking at my hand, I just didn't see any fingers. It was completely shut in an SUV door. And that's just an odd thing to see. And I opened the door with the other hand like, and then it took like 1,000, 2,000, and then blood just went everywhere like Sissy Spacek in the movie Carrie.
Okay.
It
enough.
Did, I'm telling enough. You.
Wow, you repainted your dramatic. SUV that day?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely awful. Like, please don't bring up those traumatic memories for me.
Are you feeling triggered?
I am feeling triggered. Thank you, Sam.
What are you going to do? Go slam your hand in a car door again? Just to make the pain go away?
There's a nice heavy door right there. You don't have to go all the way out to the car.
I almost did. I mean, it takes a special talent to try to slam your hand into your own car door.
I hip checked it to shut it, and that's how it happened.
And the other day when I was leaving work, I don't know why I did this. You know, normally they put a little handle inside your door to close your door for you.
They do, yeah.
For whatever reason, I got in my car and I put my left hand on the trim up above the window.
Nope.
And
the door
I went,
frame.
Yeah, the door frame. Thank you, Dan. And I go to close it, and I barely got my hand in quickly enough. It almost caught my and
so help me.
And the first person I thought of was you.
So help me.
I thought, thank God that didn't happen. I'd never hear the end of it.
Had you slammed your own hand in your car, you should just not even just act like it didn't happen.
I'd quit.
You shouldn't come to work. You just quit.
I'd quit this job.
You would
it wouldn't
never
be worth it.
Hear the end of that.
Oh, Dana, I mean, I pulled that door shut and I could just see my hand getting stuck in there and just barely.
How did you even maneuver your body to close
Sam,
the door?
The door was open. And so I just reached out like this and pulled it. And then as I'm pulling it, I realize, I'm still holding onto the door frame.
So you grabbed the door instead of the door handle.
Correct.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so I yanked my hand in just at the very last second before I dained myself.
Hey, I feel you. I feel you.
I know you do, girl.
That
I know you
easier.
Do.
Now that you're older, you got to be careful. You're not moving as fast.
It's a good thing we're not physicists. We'd be doomed.
All right. There are a few topics Americans would rather not talk about more than money. They would even rather reveal who they are voting for in November than talk about their finances, according to new research from U.S. Bank. They surveyed 3,500 people. This was a big survey.
That you would rather talk about politics
than money.
Than money.
Money is the one thing more Americans would rather not talk about than anything else. That is on top of separate research that found personal finances are, almost as difficult to talk about as?
Guns.
Nope.
Abortion.
No.
Politics.
No. Sex.
Oh.
Most people are reluctant to talk about money, according to Wells Fargo's research, and revealing how much they have saved or how much they have earned.
But you're not going to talk about sex in mixed company. Not that you would really talk about money, but with close friends, sometimes you do. Like, hey, how about those markets? You rolled any of your 401k into an IRA yet?
She clearly has never talked about finances before.
Yes, I do. How about that?
Have you seen the Dow?
About that Dow Jones Industrial, people, huh?
That Dow is surging.
Well, I don't have time to talk about the S&P 500.
I'm a big fan of NASDAQ.
Don't even get me started on the NASDAQ.
Big fan of it.
When I start talking about the NASDAQ, I don't shut up.
How about them Royals and that NASDAQ? Why would that even come up in conversation?
Well, I think with people that you're close with. I mean, of course, you wouldn't talk about sex with people you're not close with any more than you would talk about your money.
Do you know what my therapist said? And I don't mean I'm seeing multiple therapists.
How many do you have?
As soon as I said that, I knew you were going to bounce all over that. One of
not
my
enough.
Nice. That's a low blow. Now she needs another.
One of my therapists that I have had the pleasure of working with over many years, there have been two or three that I've really liked. One of the things she
it just gets worse.
Focus.
It gets worse.
What are we talking about?
We're many therapists.
One of the things that she talked about was normalizing conversations. As a therapist, what she's trying to help people do is normalizing conversations about intimacy. And even saying that, did you not just shift in your chair? Like, what do you mean? Like, what are we going to talk about? You just sit down over dinner and just talk about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know there's kids in the car. We'll keep it clean. But, like, she said the more you normalize those conversations, the more normal those conversations become. Now, I'm not talking I'm not talking about at Price Chopper. Hey, haven't seen you in a while. How are we doing, Lisa? It's so good to see you.
Have you started wearing thongs?
Let's talk about sexual behavior. I mean with the people that are closest to you.
We're talking once a week.
No, I think Americans are horrible at that.
They are. But I don't want to talk about intimacy with anybody that I'm not intimate with.
Oh, I disagree. I think we have to normalize those conversations with our daughters and with our sons.
Oh, okay, that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Now, I don't
not think with your mom.
Yeah, I prefer not to go there.
I don't think they were saying in terms of talking about money, like, yeah, how's the Dow doing? It's admitting that you're broke.
Or that you make a lot more money than they thought.
Or that.
Or that you don't.
More often than not, it's what Dana's saying.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798.
You should ask your therapist,
which
Laurel.
One? I got so many. 586-7798. I'd rather not. New study, it's written from the perspective of a financial news outlet, but they're talking about how Americans would rather talk about politics than they would about finances, particularly their own, how much they've saved, how much they make. But finances fell just below Americans' willingness to talk about sex. And Dana horribly suggested during the break that we call St. Margaret of Shawnee and ask her to talk about the art of making love. To which I said, absolutely not.
You want to see her show up in the parking lot at 6 o'clock?
Again? No, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Although I've told you this story before.
Margaret, I'd like to talk to you about sex.
I was in fifth grade when the kids started figuring out what goes on when mom and dad closed the bedroom door. And my mom got wind that, my dad was on what's called TDY, which means he was out of the country or he was not in Texas, that's for sure. So it was left to my mom to explain it. That talk lasted literally 7 seconds. Mm-hmm. She came in, sat down on the edge of the bed.
And then ran.
And the only words I remember was, the man gets excited. And then I went into a adrenaline-induced coma.
Right.
And then I remember she walked out about 3 or 4 seconds later.
Yep.
That was my birds and bee talk. Melissa in KCK, 586-7798. Melissa, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
All right, Dana, you had me for a minute. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we can normalize talking about this. That's cool. But then you said, we have to be comfortable talking about it with our daughters, but not, you don't want to talk about it with your mom. But you want your daughter to talk about it with her mom and be comfortable. So you're going to have to pick one.
That is so true. But don't you think we've come a long way? Like, we're back then. It was like,
Absolutely. Hey. Don't make those noises. Don't do that.
Yeah. Good point.
It's way better. Thank it's you, way Melissa. Better now where you feel as a... Oh, sorry.
Now you got it? Wow. Yes. took a minute for that to sink in, didn't it?
Where you feel...
It took way too long. Way too long.
Yes. Where you feel a little bit... more comfortable. I think our generation, which I don't know how, because we were all scarred by our parents' generation, where it's supposed to be easier.
We were scarred by double entendres and everything's okay to say. The kids will be fine. Things are funny that aren't funny anymore.
Right.
Because we kind of get how much that scarred us. But I'm much more comfortable talking to my mom about sex than I am with my daughters, which I have a handful of. And but my daughters don't want to talk to me about it either.
That's interesting.
Would you want to talk to your mom about it, Melissa?
We all just read, "Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret."
I'd much rather that.
You'd rather wait. You'd rather talk to your mom about that than talk to your kids about it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if my kids come to me and want to talk to me, I'm fine with that. But
how old are they?
My mom, they're adults.
Okay.
So under 30, 19 to almost 30.
So I will tell you this, and it's funny, but it's not funny, but it is very funny. So I'm gonna tell it. There was one conversation where I just said out loud after talking to the therapist who happened to be like a sex therapist as well. I said, we need to be normalizing these conversations.
This is getting more and more interesting.
And one of the kids goes, no, we don't.
Was that the youngest?
I'm not going to say which one. It was hilarious.
No, we don't.
It was like, we're all good. We do not need to be sharing. I'm like, we should just be open about these things. Like,
nope,
we do.
Nope. We're good. We are good, Mom.
How about that NASDAQ?
Well, S&P. I mean, my portfolio is strong to very strong.
Very strong.
Very strong.
Diversity is important in your portfolio.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
You don't want to put all of your financial eggs in one basket, if you know what I mean. I left, because I have daughters, I left that talk to Shonda.
I know. And I think most people listening would say they have done the same.
Now, if I had a son, and I don't, I would have probably...
No, you would not have. You would have been like, here's a book.
Go read.
Text me if you have questions.
How about that now, son? How about that now? It's going up.
You just text an eggplant emoji.
Really? Didn't they do away with that, the eggplant emoji?
I don't know.
Because nobody was really saying that they wanted eggplant.
The eggplant emoji is still very prominent.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm looking at my phone right now. I only use like the exact same... I'm looking right now, 4 or 5 emojis every single time. And it's the smiley face.
The eggplant?
It's the laughing face.
She says she doesn't send the eggplant. That is a lie.
It's the microphone. I've got a purple heart because of K-State is now in my life. There's an old lady in there. I don't use that one. I don't know why that one's in there.
It's a self-portrait.
Now, we should have these conversations in an educational sense.
Yes.
But you don't need to be like, yeah, the other day.
No, I'm talking about in an educational sense.
Were you?
Yes.
But see, that is so awkward for your kids.
Why would it be? Well, you're right, because I would not. I don't know that I would have that conversation with my mother, but I guess I could. It's just never come up.
Did you not have that with Big Juicy?
No, we did not.
Really?
No.
You never had Big Juicy sit on the end of your bed for 10 seconds and then run?
No. She just told me I couldn't watch Purple Rain because it was rated R, and I did not understand what Prince was doing to Apollonia. Now I do.
Oh, yeah.
She grabbed that remote faster than I've never seen that woman run so fast to grab that remote. And then it was like, and I was like, oh my God, what is he doing to that woman?
Well, in fairness,
is it going by so fast?
Like rabbits. In fairness, that movie came out in 84.
Yeah, I would have been
10.
Well, I didn't know what was going on there. I knew
10, you shouldn't.
I knew she grabbed that remote that. Like it was, you know.
On fire?
Yeah.
It was about to be.
Yeah. We did not ever have that discussion.
Never once.
No.
Craig?
No, my God, no. I would have died.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
There are images online, you guys, of baseball stadiums being converted into shelters, for lack of a better word, with hundreds of cots lined up in anticipation of Milton's landfall.
One of them being Tropicana Field. I believe it's actually in St. Petersburg.
Yep.
Not in Tampa, but it's
yep.
home of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, or Rays now, not Devil Rays. It is the most hideous baseball park in America. But if it can be used for good, which is to house people and save lives, then more power to them. Milton is once again a rare Category 5 hurricane, according to the latest update from the National Hurricane Center. The storm, when this story was written not too long ago, about an hour ago, the storm is 480 miles southwest of Tampa with sustained winds of 165 miles per hour. Milton first became a Category 5 hurricane on Monday at 10 o'clock our time and maintained Category 5 strength until 2 o'clock this morning.
The satellite image of this storm, it...
Oh, my.
Scott.
It's huge.
It's unprecedented for where this is coming in. They are actually asking for a new designation with hurricanes going up to 6 because of what they anticipate this 5 to look like.
If I'm not mistaken...
When wind gusts over 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, it did have wind gusts. Those were not, of course,
165 mile an hour sustained with wind gusts over 200 miles an hour. And I saw somewhere today they are looking at asking for a recategorization, just like we did with tornadoes.
Now, that came out last year.
To include a 6. Did it?
Yeah, the push for a Category 6 came last year.
Well, they're apparently pushing again. Failed the first time. But keep in mind the conversation we had with Brian Busby yesterday. And I asked him, is it me or are these storms getting bigger and bigger? Because I saw in the news the other day that Hurricane Milton from one end to the other was 360 miles across. And Brian said, undoubtedly, they're getting bigger. And likely it's climate change that's causing that. Because he mentioned, I think it was Hurricane Andrew, if I'm not mistaken, in our conversation yesterday. He said, yes, this one is 360 miles from one end to the other. Keep in mind, Hurricane Andrew, I believe, he said was 85 miles from one end to the other. So this storm would be 4 times bigger.
There's an 80-year-old woman down in Florida that says she ain't going anywhere.
Well, you got to respect that.
Even after Helene flooded her home. This is from Cockroach Bay, Florida. That is apparently the very unfortunate name of a town. Residents of Ruskin, Florida, on the south side of Tampa Bay, were still recovering from Helene days earlier when the order came in to evacuate because of Milton. Enter 80-year-old Charlotte Farrell. She says, I saw a little water on the kitchen floor. I went to the closet to get a towel, and in that time, the water was up to my ankles. Then it was up to my knees, and I wondered when it was going to stop. Farrell has been ordered to evacuate this time. She says no. She is staying put. Everyone says I should go to the shelter for this one. My son says I need to. I haven't decided yet. I am not leaving town. This is my home.
Well, and keep in mind, and sadly, what's her name? Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Charlotte Farrell. I would remind, well, nobody in Tampa is listening to this station today, but the mayor of Tampa, Florida came out, I believe it was on CNN last night, or this morning.
Oh, and said, you will die if you stay.
If you are in evacuation zones A, B, and C, and you decide to stay, you will die. You will die. 17% of Florida gas stations are completely out of gas.
Yeah. What did you say?
17%.
Oh, yeah. It's more than 1,000 Florida gas stations are out of gas today, including 45% of the stations in the Tampa area.
And Disney, never one to miss out on making some money out of you and your deep pockets, Disney is going to stay open until 1 o'clock local time tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go to Disney before this thing hits. Said no one.
Let's take in a morning roller coaster, maybe go meet Mickey and Minnie.
Oh, for a lot of time.
Then we're going to need to get back to the resort so we can die.
Is that not sort of awful?
Disney loves making money. So literally, this storm is coming into the Florida Florida Peninsula tomorrow at late in the evening tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Disney's making sure they're staying open until 1 o'clock. We'll stay open until 1. You can get on your bus and go back to your resort.
You're thinking about the tourists. You're not thinking about the staff.
Right.
They are essentially saying to their staff, you're staying amid all of these evacuation orders because they don't all live right there.
Well, and Orlando is inland. And it's not on the coast technically. Well, it's not on the coast at all. And maybe their argument is, you know, we're not going to get a Category 3 hurricane. We're going to get a Category 1 hurricane or something like that. Still.
And then lastly, from the New York Post, alarming new footage shows the already devastated streets of St. Petersburg lined with debris and rubble that officials say will become deadly missiles in treacherous hurricane force winds. On the south side of Tampa Bay in the low-lying area, again of Cockroach Bay, the streets are lined with ruined couches, chairs, and other large pieces of trash from the Helene flooding.
Mm-hmm. Which will become projectiles, as you've mentioned several times already. And I know I've mentioned this more than once. The mayor of Tampa said that they had a contractor lined up who was supposed to come in and do a large haul pickup and get all of this debris off of the street just in time for Milton to come ashore. And the mayor of Tampa said the contractor never showed up. Never showed up. And they were left with all this debris sitting out at people's curbs, just waiting for the next hurricane to come ashore and become a projectile. I mean, it's bad. It is bad.
Game 3 tomorrow for the Royals. Bobby Witt Jr. seen walking around the field of an empty Royals stadium this afternoon.
Really?
Taking it all in.
We all cannot wait.
Good for him.
Cannot wait.
Good for him.
It's a diversion, but I think sometimes you need a diversion. And God knows our two sports teams, or actually three, are all year providing that for us, and we are so thankful for it.
Who's your third? The Current?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sporting tanked this
Current.
Season.
Ugh. The Current. Which, by the way, did I tell you we restarted Ted Lasso? If you need a good, healthy, get away from all the awful news, get away from,
so
you know, investigative discovery, the Menendez trial, like all of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
go back and watch Ted Lasso.
It's great. You have I've a smile on your times. Face.
I'm, and my kids said that. They go, oh, I've already circled through that a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the girls went to Europe last year with their mom, I had Maya's boyfriend, and you made fun of me for this, by the way, Maya's boyfriend, whom I like, he's an adult.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't you come over and we'll do Ted Lasso and yeah. I'll cook you dinners a couple nights a week.
Talk about the NASDAQ, maybe love.
Okay, all right. Enough out of you.
I'd like to talk to you about the birds and the bees now, son.
And what you're not going to be doing with my daughter. 913.
You want to die?
913-586-7798.
All right, from time to time we do these stories. Would you live in this house? The house happens to be worth $17 million. The answer is still no.
I can't afford it.
The new owners of the Menendez Brothers murder mansion have been revealed. The notorious Beverly Hills mansion where the brothers brutally murdered their parents, who I swear were sexually molesting both of them, has new owners, and the sale has only stoked the flames of public fascination surrounding the infamous case. 7 months after the home was sold for a staggering $17 million, the new owners have been revealed as a wealthy family, prominent Iranian-American clan with significant investments in L.A. Fine.
Okay.
The property has changed hands multiple times since the 1989 killings, has gone through extensive renovations, but it is drawing, as you can imagine, unwanted attention with the new release of whatever is going on Netflix with this case, right? Quoting here from one of the neighbors, it never stops. Curious onlookers have been swarming the quiet, affluent neighborhood, hoping to get a sneak peek at the house where all of this unfolded. It has been nonstop, one frustrated resident told the Post, since that series came out. The mansion was originally purchased by Jose Menendez for $4 million in 1988 and became the scene of that crime the following year.
I didn't know they only lived in that house for 1 year. Huh. Story here, and by the way, the answer is no. No, I can't afford it, and no, I wouldn't live in it.
Seven bedrooms, nine baths. Can I ask you a question?
And thousands of onlookers.
Why do so many of these large houses, not like hot dog buns and hot dogs, they should be sold in equal amounts. Why have seven bedrooms and nine bathrooms?
Okay. Easy.
I can already tell you.
Please.
One, first of all, every bedroom has a bathroom.
Right.
In a house like
that. So that's
that.
Seven.
And then you've got one bathroom on the main floor that doesn't have a shower. It's where the guests
off the kitchen or whatever.
Yeah. And then probably one in the basement. If they have a basement in California. What's your answer? You said it was easy.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
You've got one by the kitchen, and then you've got one in the basement.
The previous listing notes that the home boasts high ceilings, a grand entry with dramatic circular staircase.
Bloodstains throughout.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on.
New paint in the parents' bedroom.
It was the living room, Sam. And that's not even, that would not.
She got offended. Even, didn't sorry. Know that.
That would not even, the horror of that would not even bother me as much as knowing what those boys went through in that property.
Fair point. Didn't they sneak up behind them while they were watching TV or something?
I believe so.
Well, I know you don't care, but okay. On to something a little bit less violent. A recent survey has uncovered the drama that's been bubbling between Android and iPhone users. Mm-hmm. The findings show that being an Android user could be impacting your dating life.
Oh.
22% of iPhone users, 22% of iPhone users admit they look down on people sending a non-iPhone text.
That is a fact, and I'm surprised the number is only 22%. I anecdotally think it's much higher. More like 85 or 90.
So let me read you this next line and then tell me your anecdotal story from
sure.
earlier. Okay. 23% of iPhone users say that finding out a potential romantic interest is an Android green bubble sender is a total deal breaker. Sam.
In my dating life, there have been many situations. I've been an Android user my entire life. There have been many situations where I sent a girl a text after, you know, going out to the bars and whatever, getting her number or whatever. And the immediate response was, your text is green. Ew.
Oh!
There was not another text after that.
What bothers me the most about it, because my dad, I think, has an Android, is that I can't send him videos. They come in small and weird.
You also can't, thumb up. It'll just say, my mom is an Android user.
It'll just say, Scott Parks liked this text.
Mm-hmm.
I have been dating my girlfriend for multiple years now, and she still says to me, the only reason you're not in the family group chat is because you don't have an iPhone.
Oh. Wow. You're banned from the family group chat because of it?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
According to the survey, 52% of Android users say they have been made fun of for their devices. Okay. And 36 say they've been judged harshly. Do you ever think maybe it's not us, maybe it's you?
Why would it be me?
Because Android...
You're judging me for my phone.
That's not true. I've noticed that Android users are very defensive about being Android users. Every
well,
time
if
I've brought it up,
you were attacked all the time for having a nose on your face. Wouldn't you get defensive?
What did you just say?
For having a nose on your face. I know it's a sensitive topic for you, but that was just my random arbitrary example.
Happy birthday today to Bruno Mars. He is 39, believe it or not. I thought he was much younger. Matt Damon is 54. Sigourney Weaver is 75. Chevy Chase is 81. And Robert Cool Bell from Cool and the Gang is 74. We got to run. Don't forget to sign up for the Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament coming up on October 19th. You can sign up your team. We're only allowing 100 to enter at KMBZ.com. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright, my name's Scott. Be safe, be well, and be good. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.